Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Now, the content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, this time around, we're going to start with some Carolina Music Festival events that are coming up. Not a lot of them during the winter time, but there are some. October 30th through November 7th, it's the Clayton Piano Festival. The festival is dedicated to concert piano, presents four concerts over 9 days, each with a guest pianist and a theme. Pianists involved in the festival also make presentations in local schools and to local piano students while in town. The final concert, November 7th, is in Raleigh. Festival site, Wagner House on East Main Street in Clayton, and at Hopper Piano, Tillery Place in Raleigh. Again, that's on November 7th, the final concert. Moving to January 8th and 9th, it's Elvis Fest in Chapel Hill. As you might expect, local and regional bands come together to celebrate the king. The festival site is Bailey Sports Bar. January 15th through the 17th, Big Band and Swing Dance Weekend in Asheville. The weekend includes evening concerts, dance instruction, afternoon tea dance, and more. This is at the Grove Park Inn in Asheville. Also at the Grove Park Inn, January 22nd through the 24th, it is All That Jazz Weekend, the second music-filled January weekend at the Resort Hotel, includes evening and afternoon concerts, plus other activities and live music throughout the resort. And finally, January 29th and 30th at the Grove Park Inn, Celtic Weekend, a musical celebration of the Scots-Irish heritage of Western North Carolina, includes Scottish Border Collie sheepdog trial demonstrations, Celtic vendors, a cooking demonstration, chair massages, guided history tours, and live Celtic music throughout the inn. Okay, the North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival is coming up for the first time ever. This festival in Cary kicks off November 28th at Cary's Booth Amphitheater, just in time for the holiday season. The event runs through January 3rd. The festival will include more than 20 displays, each one comprised of hundreds of parts and thousands of LED lights. These larger-than-life displays will wow you with their beauty. Additionally, there will be multiple weekend performances by Chinese artisans. Again, this is at Cary's Booth Amphitheater. Ticket prices, kids 2 and under free, ages 3 to 17, $12, adults 18 plus, $20, and you can get a 4-pack. For $50. Again, that's the North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival at Cary's Coca Booth Amphitheater. A comic rundown for Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. October 29th through the 31st, it's D.L. Hughley, one of the most popular and highly recognized stand-up comedians on the road today, has also made quite an impression in the television, film, and radio arenas. November 5 through 7, it is Josh Wolfe. When he's not appearing in his weekly spot on Chelsea Lately or filming his top-rated web series, College Experiment, for FoxSports.com, Josh Wolfe's unique, honest, and high-energy style of storytelling has made him a favorite at comedy clubs across the country. November 11th, it's Michael Blackson. He's been called one of the most original stand-up comics in the country. November 12th through the 14th, it is Rocky Laporte. Rocky's appeal comes from his everyman, streetwise style of comedy. November 19th through the 22nd, Aries Spears. Ever since New York native Ari Spears was 14 years old, he's been a force to be reckoned with on the comedy scene throughout America. November 27 and 28, Godfrey. Godfrey is one of the hottest comedians on the circuit. Growing up in Chicago, he constantly got in trouble for misbehaving and being an all-around class clown. December 2nd through the 5th, it's Orny Adams. December 3rd, Doug Benson. December 9th through the 12th, Alonzo Bowden. December 17th through the 19th, Greg Behrendt. December 26 and 27, Andy Woodhull. January 8 and 9, Rodman. February 18 through the 20th, Drew Lynch. And April 28 through May 1st, Piff the Magic Dragon. Used to work with a guy in radio, called, believe it or not, called himself Green W. Dragon. Don't get that one. Never did. Special note about Goodnight's Comedy Club. You may want to research the type of material offered by a particular performer, just in case it is not what you or your family might enjoy. Okay, audio describe performances coming up. Audio description, of course, involves the accessibility of the visual images of theater, television, movies, and other art forms for people who are blind, have low vision, or who are otherwise visually impaired. It's a narration service provided at no additional charge to the patron. Thursday, November 1st, it is Death Trap, Triad Stage, Greensboro at 2 p.m. Sunday, November 15th, A Year with Frog and Toad at Raleigh Little Theater at 5. Tuesday, November 24th, Peter and the Sun Catcher, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill at 7:30. An apprentice star catcher and an orphan boy take to the high seas in this whimsical and hilarious origin story of the boy who never grew up. Saturday, December 5th, it is Once, North Carolina Theater, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. Once tells the enchanting tale of a Dublin street musician who's about to give up on his dream when a beautiful young woman takes a sudden interest in his haunting love songs. Saturday, December 5th, The Wiz, Burning Coal Theater Company, Murphy School Auditorium in Raleigh at 2 p.m., this soulful classic follows Dorothy, the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion, and the Scarecrow as they ease on down the road to find what is waiting for them over the rainbow, behind the curtain, and maybe even in their own backyard. Sunday, December 6th, Beautiful Star, Triad Stage, Greensboro at 2. Sunday, December 6th, Dashing Through the Snow, Cary Players, Cary Arts Center at 3. A madcap comedy that's more fun than a joyride with friends in a one-horse open sleigh. Meet Trina, the innkeeper of the Snowflake Inn in Tinsel, Texas. Sunday, December 13th, Cinderella, Raleigh Little Theater at 5. Sunday, December 20th, it is Black Nativity, Justice Theater at 4 p.m., Stewart Theater, NC State University. Okay, we're going to switch to North Carolina festivals and events going on around the state. October 31st, Trick or Treat the Trails in Garner. November 1st, Halloween Bash on Main, Seven Springs. November 6th, Free Boot Friday in Greenville. November 7th, we have four events to talk about. Touchstone Energy North Carolina Cotton Festival in Dunn. Working Fingers Craft Show, Mooresville. Statesville Pumpkin Fest. And the fifth annual Zombie Walk in Salisbury. All of those are November 7th. November 7th and 8th, it's the Wilson Whirligig Festival. November 14th, Christmas in November, Valdez and Downtown Shuck and Peel Party in Hickory. November 20th and 21st, the Hildebrand Holiday Craft Art and Food Show. November 21st, Deadman Christmas in the Park. November 22nd, Seven Springs Christmas Parade. November 26th, the Novant Health Thanksgiving Day Parade in Charlotte. November 27th, Christmas Flotilla in Swansboro, and the Salisbury Holiday Night Out. Again, both of those events on November 27th. November 27th through the 29th, Country Christmas Train in Denton. November 28th, Santa and the Grinch at the Bell Tower in Salisbury. December 4th, Christmas in the City in Bessemer City, and Festival of Lights in Greensboro. Then December 4th through the 6th, Country Christmas Train once again in Denton. December 5th, Jacksonville Winterfest. The Country Christmas Train in Denton, December 12th through the 13th. And on December 12th, Santa and the Grinch Antique Fire Truck Rides. How about that? December 12th. Okay, Carolina Theater in Durham. The phone number's there, 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. Okay, Friday, October 30th at Carolina Theater, the North Carolina District Step Show, presented by the Association of North Carolina Alpha Men. Show starts at 9. Tickets are $20. That's 9 p.m. Saturday, October 31st, Miss Black and Gold Scholarship pageant presented by the Association of North Carolina Alpha Men Education Foundation. Program starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20. Thursday, November 5th, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, part of the Arts Discovery Series for 1st through 8th graders. Tickets are $8 with reduced price tickets for Title I schools that qualify. Thursday and Friday, November 5th and 6th, Gene Robertson. At 71 years young, Jean continues to charm audiences with her humorous observations about life around her. This former Miss North Carolina, standing a tall 6'2", has an infectious personality, heart, and sense of humor. Saturday, November 7th, it is NBC's Last Comic Standing, their live tour at 8 o'clock. Tickets start at $36. Also at Carolina Theater, Tuesday, November 10th, Paco Peña's Flamencura, Series 26. Paco Peña embodies both authenticity and innovation in flamenco. Wednesday, November 11th, and I'm going to do my best to not slander this name. Woo! Jake Shimabukuro. Tickets start at $37. Consider the humble ukulele. It's an adaptation of a stringed instrument that traveled with Portuguese immigrants who came to work in the sugarcane fields of Hawaii. Jake mixes both island and outside influences, both modern and historical. Thursday, November 12th, Don McLean and Judy Collins. Enough said. Friday through Sunday, November 13th through the 15th, North Carolina Comic Con 2015. This is at Durham Convention Center. Weekend pass $40, Saturday pass $30, and the Sunday pass is $15. There's also a VIP pass for $200. Please note, kids 12 and under are free at the gate this year. Sunday, November 15th, the Apex of Romanticism with special guest Stephen Wartz on violin. Monday, November 16th, Solid Soul featuring Mavis Staples and Joan Osborne. Tuesday, November 17th, Menopause the Musical. Wednesday, November 18th, Frank Sinatra Jr., Sinatra Sings Sinatra, the Centennial Celebration. Thursday, November 19th, Brian Wilson, co-founder of the Beach Boys, along with Al Jardine. Sunday, November 22nd, Branford Marsalis. Monday, November 23rd, I Am Jack, part of the Arts Discovery Series for 3rd to 8th graders. Saturday, November 28th, North Carolina's own Ronnie Millsap with Risa Bender. Tickets start at $37. Wednesday, December 2nd, Kathy Mateus, Songs and the Seasons. For this performance, Matea draws from her Grammy-winning collection, Good News, and the critically acclaimed follow-up, Joy for Christmas Day. Thursday, December 3rd, Hispanic Flamenco Ballet, presented by the Arts Discovery Series for kindergarten through 12th graders. Duke Performances, the phone number there, 919-660-3356. Friday, November 6th, Amor Chord, Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Tickets $38 and $32, $15 for ages 30 and under, $10 for Duke students. Saturday, November 7th, Montrose Trio at Baldwin Auditorium. Tickets $38 and $32, again $15 ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. Friday and Saturday, November 13 and 14, it is His Golden Messenger and William Gedney. Monday, November 16th, Cucho Valdez and Irakira 40 at Page Auditorium. Saturday, November 21st, the King's Singers at Baldwin Auditorium with Immaculate Harmonies and a Flawless Blend. Two-time Grammy winners and recent Gramophone Hall of Fame inductees, the King's Singers represent the world standard in male a cappella. Sunday, November 22nd, Chompy Concert No. 2 featuring soprano Tony Arnold. Wednesday, December 2nd, Nick Lowe's Quality Holiday Review featuring Lost Straitjackets. British rock and roll legend Nick Lowe teams up with Nashville-based surf rockers Lost Straitjackets. Lowe, who achieved breakthrough success in the late 70s with his top 40 single, Cruel to Be Kind, is equally decorated as a songwriter and producer. Well, here's another name one. Whew. Saturday, December 5th at Duke Performances, it is Rusky Fratchi and Chen Horn Trio at Baldwin Auditorium. Thursday, December 10th, Roseanne Cash, The River and the Thread, Page Auditorium. Friday, December 11th, Valentina Lisitsa on piano, Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Saturday, December 12th, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, 919-843-3333. Friday, November 6th, Umusana, Memories Before History. Tuesday and Wednesday, November 10 and 11, Ensemble Intercontemporain with Matthias Pincher, musical director and conductor. Saturday, November 14th, Del McCoury and David Grisman, Songs and Stories, International Bluegrass Music Hall of Famer and 2014 Grammy winner for Best Bluegrass Album. Del McCoury is a living link to the days when bluegrass was made in honky-tonks and schoolhouse shows. Mandolinist composer David Grisman has been a guiding force in acoustic music for half a century, his wide musical range embracing jazz and bluegrass. Tuesday, November 17th, You, Us, We All, an opera by Shara Warden. Friday, November 20th, Cooter, White, Skaggs. In a most exceptional pairing, guitarist Rye Cooter, country music songbird Sharon White, and country and bluegrass musician Ricky Skaggs are combining forces for a national road show. Again, that's Friday, November 20th. Saturday and Sunday, December 5 and 6, The Nutcracker. Carolina Ballet's holiday fantasy classic captures the irrepressible imagination of a child's world in which all things are possible. There are three performances, December 5 and 6, 2 and 8 on Saturday, and then 2 on Sunday. 2 p.m. on Sunday. Friday, December 11th, Big Band Holidays, Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, under the leadership of musical director Wynton Marsalis, performs original compositions by Marsalis and other orchestra members. And on Saturday, December 12th, it is Steep Canyon Rangers. Moving to NC State Center Stage and University Theater, October 28th through November 1st, Duck Hunter Shoots Angel at Kennedy McElwee Studio Theater, Thompson Hall. November 5 through 7, A Simple Space by Gravity and Other Myths. This is at Stewart Theater. November 21st through the 25th and November 18th through the 22nd, Anonymous, Titmus Theater, Thompson Hall. Saturday, November 14th, Art of Time Ensemble, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Stewart Theater at 8. Thursday, December 10th, it is The Swingles. Today's London-based Swingles are an international a cappella phenomenon. Seven young and versatile voices who deliver folk ballads, funk jams, and fugues with equal precision and passion. Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock. At PNC Arena, a short schedule, December 9th through the 13th, this Dizzy and Ice presents 100 Years of Magic. Tickets start at $20. Saturday, January 16th, World's Toughest Rodeo. February 3rd through the 7th, the circus is coming to town. Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. Saturday, February 27th, Harlem Globetrotters. Thursday and Saturday, March 17 and 19, the first and second rounds of the 2016 NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship. Okay, moving to the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Friday, October 30th, The Reunion, Faith Evans and Mace. Saturday, October 31st, Big Sean featuring Rich Homie, Quan, Rhapsody, and more. Tuesday, November 3rd, So You Think You Can Dance Tour 2015. Thursday, November 5th, Wanda Sykes. She's been called one of the funniest stand-up comics by her peers and ranks among Entertainment Weekly's 25 funniest people in America. Friday, November 6th, it is John Prine. Saturday, November 7th, Patti LaBelle. Sunday, November 8th, Wild Kratts Live. Tuesday, November 10th, it's The Illusionists. This mind-blowing spectacular showcases the jaw-dropping talents of most incredible illusionists on Earth. The Illusionists, witness the impossible, has shattered box office records across the globe and dazzles audiences of all ages. Thursday, November 15th, it is Jason Isbell. Friday, November 20th, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Saturday, November 21st, QDR Country for Kids with Big and Rich. Sunday, November 22nd, Dave Rawlings Machine. Friday, November 27th, it is Glenn Hansard. Sunday, November 29th, Straight No Chaser, the new old-fashioned tour. Follows Straight No Chaser's recently concluded The Happy Hour Tour. December 1st through the 6th, The Sound of Music, the spirited, romantic, and beloved musical story of Maria and the Von Trapp family, will once again thrill audiences with its Tony, Grammy, and Academy Award-winning best score, including My Favorite Things, Do Re Mi, Climb Every Mountain, Edelweiss, and, of course, the title song. Tuesday, December 8th, it is Daryl Hall and John Oates. Saturday and Sunday, December 12 and 13, the Carolina Ballet presents The Nutcracker. Moving to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, the phone number there, 919-996-8700. October 30th, the Gibson Brothers, presented by Pinecone Fletcher Opera Theater at 8. October 30th and 31st, Halloween at Hogwarts, the music of Harry Potter, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall, and there will be three performances. October 30th through November 1st, Madam Butterfly, North Carolina Opera at Memorial Auditorium. November 6th, comedian John Mulaney at Memorial Auditorium. November 6th and 7th, Beethoven's 8th Symphony, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall at 8. Then on November 9th, Encore, Chamber Theater at Maymandy Concert Hall at 10:30 a.m. November 13th, Favorite Light Classics, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall at 12. Thrill to your favorite light classical music, including Rossini's Overture to William Tell, Humperdinck's Prelude to Hansel and Gretel, and highlights from John Williamson's Jurassic Park. And November 13th, it is Veggie Tales, Broadway Series South, Memorial Auditorium at 6. November 14th, Light 103.9 presents the Lamplighter Awards. And on November 15th, Flash Dance, the musical. November 19th through the 22nd, Beethoven's 9th Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. November 20th and 21st, Rachmaninoff's Symphony No. 2, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock each night. Love saying that name, Rachmaninoff. November 25th, A Frozen Journey, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall at 3. Bring the whole family to this one-hour performance featuring musical selections from The Polar Express, Frozen, and The Nightmare Before Christmas, plus much, much more. November 27th through the 30th, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, Broadway Series South, Fletcher Opera Theater. November 27 and 28, Holiday Pops, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. December 1st through the 6th, It Is Once, Broadway Series South at Memorial Auditorium. And on December 4th and 5th, A Baroque Christmas, North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Your holiday will be uplifted by the beautiful music of Handel and Bach. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is also readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. Questions or comments, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.